KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to mostly sunny and windy today, a high near 76. There is a red flag warning in effect from noon until 7 p.m. for the entire western half of Iowa for extreme fire conditions. Red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions will occur. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures will create explosive fire growth potential. Any outdoor burning is highly discouraged and should be avoided today. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Several area fire departments responded to field or grass fires Sunday. Messina Fire was called to a field fire at around 1:50 p.m. near 61040 765th Street. Crews from Brayton, Audubon, and Exira fought a field fire southeast of Exira, just east of 2268 300th Street at around 4:40 p.m. Kirkman Fire was called to the scene of a tractor fire at 1417 Woodland at around 5:40 p.m. And another fire was reported to have taken place at around 2:30 p.m. Sunday across the road from the Audubon County landfill. No other details are available. In other activity, rescue crews from Cumberland were called to the scene of a go-kart accident at around 5:15 p.m. Sunday. That took place near 207 Jackson Street in Cumberland, where a 37-year-old female reportedly suffered from head, arm, and leg injuries and was transported to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. She reported later on her social media page that she was banged up and bruised, but nothing was broken. Her name was not officially released by the Sheriff's Department. Police in Red Oak arrested a man early this morning on an assault charge. 19-year-old Bryson Lee Powell of Red Oak was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault at around 12:20 a.m. in the 500 block of East Coolbaugh Street. Powell was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. A man serving a 7-year sentence for willful injury causing bodily injury, assault with a weapon, and assault causing serious injury has escaped from a work release facility in Council Bluffs. Officials at the Iowa Department of Corrections say 21-year-old Joseph C.S. Smith Jr. was reported missing Sunday. Smith was transferred to the Council Bluffs Work Release Facility after being granted a work release by the Iowa Board of Parole. His parole was revoked on March 12th and his sentence began on March 28th. Smith is described as being a white male, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 198 pounds, with brown hair, hazel eyes, and tattoos on his upper right arm, forearm, left hand, and left thigh. If you have any information about his location, call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 328-4701 or Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department at 890-2200. A Carter Lake man was treated for an accidental self-inflicted gunshot wound to his hand Sunday. According to Bluffs Police, 21-year-old Marvin Negatz arrived at around 4:30 p.m. at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Negatz reported that he was in a parking lot in the 2300 block of West Broadway when he attempted to adjust his shoulder, or his holster, that is. In the course of the adjustment, the .40 caliber handgun discharged, striking Negatz in the hand. His injury was not life-threatening. Negatz possesses a permit to carry weapons. No charges have been filed at this time. Some major road construction projects in the Council Bluffs metro area are on the horizon that will impact businesses and travelers at interchanges along the interstate. The Daily Nonpareil reports a public information meeting will be held April 9th to discuss this year's construction project on the Council Bluffs interstate system. The meeting will be held between 4 and 6 p.m. at the Council Bluffs Interstate System Improvement Program office, located in the Mall of the Bluffs, Suite 750. A short formal presentation will begin at 4:30 p.m., again on April the 9th, with staff from the Iowa Department of Transportation on hand during the two-hour meeting to discuss future projects and their schedules. Changes to the projects that began during the 2014 construction seasons will be discussed, including ramp closure schedules on U.S. Highway 275, Iowa Highway 92, and Interstate 29 near the Metro Crossing Shopping Center. Construction projects for this year will also be presented, and they include I-29, U.S. 275, 92's interchange, the East System Interchange of I-80, I-29, West System Interchange of I-80, I-29, and consolidating road operations west of Mosquito Creek under I-29 and Iowa Highway 92. A fire that apparently started on a kitchen stove of an upstairs apartment in a downtown Stanton building resulted in one apartment being a total loss and three others sustaining heavy water damage. According to reports, a blaze over the weekend at 402 Broad Street began around 3 p.m. Crews from Villisca and Red Oak provided mutual aid in battling the flames for about 3 hours. There were no injuries reported. In our funeral announcements, Janice Farley, age 74 of Denison and formerly of Manila, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Janice Farley will be today at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Thelma Blaine McCallum, age 86 of Harlan, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Thelma McCallum will be today at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Lenora Moss, age 89 of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Celebration of life services for Lenora Moss will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Scott James Wagner, age 51 of Griswold, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Scott Wagner will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Diane Lee Schuler, age 83 of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Diane Schuler will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Charlotte Ann Neumeister Miller, age 76 of Red Oak, died Saturday. Funeral services for Charlotte Miller will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Oak Community Church in rural Mills County. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak has arrangements. Phyllis Piper, age 83 of State Center and formerly of the Des Moines and Greenfield areas, died Sunday. Funeral services for Phyllis Piper are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Molly Farrell, age 88 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Services for Molly Farrell are pending at Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Helen Mullen, age 92 of Corning, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Services for Helen Mullen are pending at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. And Phyllis Shear, age 89 of Coon Rapids and formerly of Bayard, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven. Services for Phyllis Shear are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.